好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，今天讲到的题目是与神同荣的确据。
The sermon title today is evidence of being glorified with God.
呀，最近这几堂道都讲到与上帝的荣耀有关的信息。
So the previous sermon we just all talk about is related to God's glory.
我们在开始分享信息以前，有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before I share the message, let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
与神同荣是何等大的荣耀。
So glorify with the Lord, and it's such a just glory.
与神同荣是何等大的奇妙。
And it's a one as amazing.
与神同荣是何等大的恩典。
Being glorified with God is such a grace.
我们身处在其中，却未必晓得。
So we are in it, however, we may not understand it.
主就求你打开我们的眼睛。
Lord, please open our eyes.
好让我们看见主你的荣耀。
So that we can see your glory.
好像当年以赛亚看见你的荣耀一样。
Just like the time when Isaiah saw your glory.
我们用以赛亚的回应来对你说话。
So we'll just talk to you with the prophet Isaiah's response.
我们要来告诉主说，主啊，我在这里。
Lord, I wanted to tell you.Here I am.
我的生命属于你。
My life belongs to you.
我的生命气息全在乎你。
All the breath and in my life and it's in you.
求主就帮助我们的生命与主同行。
Lord, please help me, help us to walk with you.
求主帮我们今天能够抓住与神同荣的确据。
Lord, please just help us just hold on to this evidence of being glorified with you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，与神同荣的确据。
Evidence of being glorified with God.
怎么看这个问题呢？
So how do we look at this?
与神同荣的确据应当怎么思考呢？
How do we think about this for this evidence?
其实这个信息是上文下理的一个必然选择呀。
This is the choice that for sure we can choose.
人生的一大恐惧就是看不见摸不着还要往前走，对不对？
So one of the greatest fears in life is not being able to see, not able to touch and to move forward.
那保罗的前面是怎么说的呢？
And Paul said earlier.
他说但我们若看不见那所若我们但我们若盼望那所不见的就必忍耐等候啊。
But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience.
这句话的内容太丰富了。
And this sentence is just so rich.
如果我们盼望的看不见的，
if we just hope for what we do not see,
就必忍耐等候。
We wait for it with patience.
上帝应许给我们有永生啊。
God assures us for eternal life.
上帝应许他还要再来啊。
Also, God just promised He will come back.
怎么主还不来呢？
How come God hasn't come back yet?
我们彼此之间都在忍耐啊。
We are all just enduring about it.
在马可福音表达了基督对门徒的忍耐，对吧？
In the book of Mark, and it just shows that Jesus just has patience with the disciples.
我在祷告的时候对主讲：“主，我忍耐你啊，你还没来。”
And when I pray, I also pray to God, Lord, I'm also just waiting, just being patient with you.
因为忍耐是生出盼望的果子的，弟兄姐妹。
So because and that with our patience can bear the fruit.Of the hope.
但是凡经历过的人都应该晓得忍耐这个圣灵的果子可不容易结出来哦。
So anyone who has experienced this, we know that the patience, the fruit of Holy Spirit, is not easy to bear.
那么请问我们当怎么办呢？
So what can we do?
显然神后世的荣耀是圣灵赐给我们的确据啊。
Obviously, the glory of God's heirs is the heirs, is the assurance given to us by the Holy Spirit.
这就是今天这堂道题目的由来了。
So this is the origin of today's title.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
圣灵同在的大能。
The power of the Holy Spirit's presence.
怎么看这个问题呢？
How do we look at this?
呀，我们要思考到与神同荣到底是怎么回事。
We need to understand. So what does that mean? Just being glorified with the Lord.
荣耀属上帝，怎么会给临到我们身上呢？
Glory belongs to the Lord. How come it will come to us?
圣经说。是与神同荣，而不是抢夺神的荣耀，对吧？
The Bible just tells us just being glorified with the Lord, not to just to grab God's glory.
那么与神同荣的最高表达方式就是被圣灵充满。
The highest expression of being glorified with God is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
而圣灵充满的本质就是圣灵在掌权。
The essence of the feeling of the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit is in control.
是由圣灵在彰显神的大能。
And the Holy Spirit is manifesting His power.
那应该如何看待圣灵同在的大能呢？
How do we look at the power of the Holy Spirit?
首先是在人的叹息中领导。
First, lead the prayer in the midst of people's groaning.
就是说在人的叹息中圣灵要带领我们祷告，领导是这两个字，知道吗？
That is when people sigh and the Holy Spirit just guides us.
那我们就要思考一下，人在什么时候会发出叹息呢？
Then we need to think about this. When do people sigh?
是软弱的时候，对不对啊？
At a moment of weakness, right?
哎，今年的收成又不太好了。
Well, this year the harvest is not good again.
儿子大学毕业就失业了。
And my son will be unemployed after graduated from college.
房工也快断工了。
And house payment is about to be cut out.
再这么下去，全家都要搬到桥洞里边去住去了。
If this continues, the whole family will move under the bridge.
这个时候会怎么样？
What would happen now?
唉。
You will just have a sigh.
叹息声就走出来了。
So the sound of the sigh just came out.
此情此景，可能很多人是好生熟悉，对吧？
This situation and seeing are just things kind of familiar, right?
当然也会好生难过，会不会啊？
Also had a feeling of sadness.
Yeah, 人生就是如此了。
This is life.
我猜这个时候呢，最怕的就是有人来劝他，对吧？
I guess, and maybe what you fear is that at this time, people will come to persuade you.
也是我们常常听到人们说的，对吧？
And we heard people will say that.
你可以祷告啊，弟兄。
Brother, you can pray.
你可以读经啊，姐妹。
Sister, you can just read the Bible.
可能不是很多人能够理解此时此刻的光景。
Maybe not many people understand about the situation at this time.
因为处在这种光景的人，可能除了一声叹息，他真的就没有别的能力了。
People in this situation may not be able to do anything but sigh.
但这个时候亮点出来了。
However, now here's the shining spot.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵却出场了。
At this time, the Holy Spirit appeared.
圣经怎么说呢？
How does the Bible say?
圣经说，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groaning and just too deep for words.
这只有圣灵能做的工作。
This is the work that only the Holy Spirit can do.
是在人的叹息中带领我们祷告。
So,The Holy Spirit will just intercede for us with groanings.
其次是照神的大爱来代祷。
Secondly, pray according to God's great love.
有没有想过圣经为什么会说呢？
Have you ever wondered why the Bible says that?
为什么会说圣灵是亲自用说不出来叹息替我们祷告呢？
Have you ever wondered? The Bible says that the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
因为上帝爱我们嘛。
The reason is because God loves us.
而且圣灵没有派天使来帮我们耶。
The Holy Spirit does not send angels to help us.
圣经乃是说他亲自来帮我们。
But he just come to help us himself.
他甚至也没有用什么高大上的口号来帮我们。
He does not use any lofty slogans to help us.
乃是用说不出来的叹息来帮我们。
But he uses unspeakable sighs to help us.
为什么呀？
Why?
有没有想过为什么呢？
Have you thought about a reason?
因为我们也在叹息啊。
Because we're also sighing.
我们正在叹息啊。
We are sighing.
我们在叹息，圣灵就选择陪伴我们叹息。
When we're sighing, the Holy Spirit just chooses to accompany us.
感受到好像什么都不说。
Seems like the Holy Spirit didn't say anything.
他就这样搬张小板凳坐在旁边陪着我们落泪。
And the Spirit just moved like a small bench and just sit next to us.
陪着我们伤心难过。
Accompany us to cry.
他是以神的大爱来陪伴着我们弟兄姐妹。
Accompany us with His great love, brothers and sisters.
当我们软弱到连祷告的能力都没有的时候怎么办呢？
So when we're so weak to the point where we're not able to pray, what can we do?
没有关系啊。
It is okay.
上帝用叹息来与我们合奏出代祷的旋律。
So the Spirit just sighs the melody of the intercession with us through sighs.
所以弟兄姐妹，当你感到绝望的时候
，Therefore, brother and sister, when you just feel hopeless,
当你正在经历忧郁症的难处的时候
，When you just experience the hardship of the depression,
你感到一切的希望都没有的时候
，When you feel like there's no hope at all,
能不能首先先来感谢赞美神呢
？Can you just first just come to praise the Lord?
因为圣灵要用叹息。与我们的叹息合奏出他为我们代祷的旋律，多美啊！
Because the Spirit will just sigh the melody of intercession with us together.
最后照神的旨意来代求。
Finally, intercede according to God's will.
请问神的旨意在哪里啊？
Let me ask you, so where is God's will?
我到哪里去可以看见神的旨意呢？
Where can you see God's will?
我们有很多的方法论，对吧？
There's many methods.
很多的感受论。
Or maybe just by the feeling.
很多的经历论。
Oh, maybe by experience.
啊，很多不同各庄的地道都有很多高招啊。
And there's a different way of the same.
但是最直接了当的神的旨意必须也当然在圣经里边，对吧？
The most directly that is, and God's will is in the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Have you ever thought about this?
为什么圣灵一定要照着圣经来替圣徒去祈求呢？
So why the Holy Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the Bible?
这个道理太深刻了。
The reason is very deep.
这个真理也太重要了。
The truth is so important.
因为三位一体真神是合而为一的。
That is because of the unity of the Trinity. That's it's unified.
也是因为圣灵他选择谦卑、自我限制，以至于他的启示不超越圣经，对吧？
And because the Holy Spirit chooses to be humble and self-limiting, so that His revelation does not go beyond Scripture.
所以当我们读经寻求神的旨意的时候呢？
Therefore, when we read the Bible and seek God's will,
我们可以很放心、大胆地从圣经中领受。三位一体真神的旨意啊。
We can confidently and boldly receive the will of the Triune God from the Bible.
圣经的绝对可靠是我们信仰的根基啊。
The infallibility of the Bible is the foundation of our faith.
也唯有圣经可以承载着神真实、准确、无误的旨意啊。
Only the Bible carries the true, accurate, and unerring will of God.
以至于我们可以凭着信心。来依靠仰望这位为我们创始成终的主耶稣基督，对不对？
So that we can rely on faith and look to the Lord Jesus Christ, our author and finisher.
别忘了在你我软弱的时候主在替我们代求的。
Don't forget when we're weak and he is interceding for us.
他不但替我们道成肉身。
So he not only just came to the world by flesh.
他不但替我们舍命十架。
He not only just died on the cross for us.
他不但替我们从死里复活。
He is not only resurrected.
他为了我们升天。
Also he ascended.
他应许还要再来。
And he promised he will come back.
他现在就在父神的右边，在那里为我们代求。
And now Jesus Christ is on the right side of the Heavenly Father and just pray for us.
这是神的恩典啊。
This is God's grace.
这是圣灵同在的大能啊。
And that is the power of the Holy Spirit's presence.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
圣灵帮助的坦然。
Let's look at the second point.The calmness of the Holy Spirit.
如何去理解圣灵帮助我们还有一份坦然呢？
So how do we understand with the Holy Spirit we can have the calmness?
我们必须晓得一个真理啊。
We need to understand the truth.
除了神的无所不能表达神的同在呢？
In addition to God's omnipotence to express God's presence,
圣灵还会用他的无所不知来彰显神的荣耀啊。
The Holy Spirit also uses His omniscience to demonstrate God's glory.
那应该如何理解圣灵帮助的这份坦然呢？
How to understand the calmness of the Holy Spirit's help?
首先是万事都互相效力啊。
First, all things work together for good.
怎么理解这句话呢？
How to understand this?
这句话大家都很熟悉，对吗？
We're all familiar with this sentence, right?
既然是万事，就无一不在其中呢。
Since it is all things, nothing is not included in it.
所以圣灵的坦然是由于神的全知啊。
Therefore, the calmness of the Holy Spirit is due to the
utterance
of God's omniscience.
而且还全在啊。
And also His omnipresence.
他不但全在，而且还全能啊。
Not only omnipresent, also His omnipotence.
所以全知、全在、全能的属性是他坦然的根基啊。
Therefore, God's attributes of omniscience.Omnipresence and omnipotence.
要既然万事都在神的手中，
since everything is in God's hands,
那他就有能力叫万事互相效力，对吧？
And He has the power to make everything work together for good.
当然，这是神的视角。
Of course, this is God's perspective.
这是神的眼光和神的角度。
And God's viewpoint.
也唯有属神的人才有可能知道，甚至识透。
And only those who belong to God can know or even understand it.
这句话不是我说的，是圣经说的，保罗说的。
And this is what the Bible says and Paul said. It's not what I said.
在哥林多前书二章十五节他怎么说呢？
And 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12.
他说属灵的人能看透万事。
The spiritual person judges all things.
却没有一人能看透了他。
But it's himself to be judged by no one.
人的视角是什么呢？
So what's the human perspective?
人很简单，仅仅看见自己可以看见那个部分。
The human perspective is to only see part of oneself.
因为没有信心嘛。
Because they're short of faith.
只凭眼见嘛。
Just from the eyesight.
所以就凭眼见就必然沉浸在自己的得失之中。
If people just from their own eyesight, they may just immerse in one's own gains and losses.
当然活在自己的得失当中会怎么样呢？
When people's life is just immersed in his own gains and losses, what will happen?
陷入苦毒怨恨难以自拔也是大概率的选项。
So it's just causing the bitterness, resentment, and making it difficult to extricate oneself.
圣经说我们是晓得万事都互相效力的。
The Bible says that we know that all things work together for good.
但是我们可能未必知道我们为什么会晓得呢？
But we may not necessarily know why we know it.
我们怎么会晓得万事互相效力呢？
How do we know that everything will just work out together?
其实道理也很简单，对吧？
The truth is very simple.
因为神鉴察人心。
It's because God searches people's hearts.
而且上帝他晓得圣灵的意思啊。
And God knows the thoughts of the Holy Spirit.
而我们是属上帝的嘛。
And we belong to God.
圣经说我们就有可能参透万事，包括这件事情。
And that's why we're able to discern everything.
其次，在弟兄中做长子。
Secondly, be the firstborn among many brothers.
前些年在坊间比较流行的一件事情。
So, several years ago, and just that among the society, and there's something kind of popular.
就有人开启了封神榜啊。
Some people 封神榜 so people just
封神榜就是开一个大会封谁谁谁是什么东西的、
oh, so people just have like a conference to name
to
give it a title for some people
他们就封以色列人是长子
so they just name that the Israelites they're the firstborn
我查遍圣经查不到这个依据啊
so I just looked through all the Bible I just could not find the evidence
圣经的长子观只有说耶稣基督是我们众人的长子
The Bible only tells us that Jesus Christ is a firstborn among many brothers.
大家应该好好读读罗马书了。
So we should just study the book of Romans.
没有圣经真理的根基，不能随意的胡乱说话。
Without a foundation from the Bible, we just cannot just by our own will to say.
圣经说万事相互效力是有其特定目的的。
So the Bible says all things work together for a specific purpose.
这个目的就是要让耶稣基督在我们中间做长子，就是伟大的意思。
The purpose is to make Jesus Christ the firstborn among us.
而不能让以色列人做长子。
And not for the Israelites to be the firstborn.
因为以色列人不够资格抢夺基督的荣耀和权柄的。
Because the Israelites they don't have the qualification to just grab God's qualification.
启示录当中，施洗约翰在天家某处见到天使。就想下拜下拜。
So in the book of Revelation, and that John, when he just want to just kneel down when he saw the angel.
天使对他说：“你不可拜我，唯有上帝是可以敬拜的。”
Angels told him, "You cannot kneel down to me. Only God is the one that we worship."
其实这里是彰显了上帝对我们的心意啊。
So this is the God's will to us.
人生的目的何在
？What is the life purpose?
人生的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of life?
人一出生就是为了相信主耶稣基督。
When a person is born, it is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
人这一生若是没有相信主耶稣基督，那叫做白活了，对吧？
If a person is born and then he did not believe in Jesus Christ, it's just in vain.
生命的意义就全然荡然无存了。
In that case, the meaning of life is just hopeless.
这是人生的第一意义，对吧？
That is the first meaning of life.
但是人生还有第二意义啊。
And the life has also another meaning.
信主之后，你当怎么活呢
？After believing the Lord, what should we do?
信主之后，你的人生目的是什么呢
？So after believing the Lord, what is the purpose of our life?
很多人往往就停留在这里，信了主了，人生都没目标了。
Some people just stop there and didn't go any further.
其实人信了主之后，仍然有人生的标杆，有人生的目标，继续往前走的。
Actually, after believing in the Lord, we still have the purpose in life.
信主之后，我们所活的目的就是效法主啊，弟兄姐妹。
So after believing the Lord, the purpose of our life is to imitate the Lord.
我们不妨去读读旧约圣经，好不好
？So let's just read the Old Testament.
我们不难发现，基督的形象与作为是无所不在的。
It is not difficult to find that the image and the deeds of Christ are everywhere.
或者可以说，整本圣经都是在预先地下 效法他儿子的模样。
It can be said that the entire Bible is predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son.
就是在预表耶稣基督啊。
It typifies Christ Jesus.
你读一下摩西看看。
Just read about Moses.
你看看亚伦如何。
How about Aaron?
大卫王。
King David.
约书亚。
Joshua.
约瑟。
Joseph.
所罗门。
King Solomon.
以撒。
Isaac.
这旧约每一个人物生命当中都有耶稣基督的样式。
Each character in the Old Testament, their life just that imitate the Lord.
他们的生命片段。
So every fragment of their life.
他们生命当中所经历的点点滴滴。
All the little bit of things happen in their lives.
其实都在活出基督的样式。
And they're just all living out the likeness of Christ.
于是乎，当时候满足的时候，主就道成肉身，降世为人了。
Therefore, when the time was fulfilled, and the Lord became flesh and came into the world as a human being.
好，最后是因信称义得荣耀。
Finally, being glorified was justification by faith.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
道成肉身这四个字可能对我们来讲太熟悉了。
The word incarnation makes it so familiar to us.
但可能因为太熟悉，以致会忽略其意义啊。
Maybe we're just so familiar, and then we're just overlook about it.
保罗说：“预先所定下的人，又招他们来。”
Paul said, "And those whom he predestined, he also called."
然后是所招来的人，又称他们为义。
And those whom he called, he also justified.
然后所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And those whom he justified, he also glorified.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这句话太宝贵了。
Dear brother and sister, this verse is so important.
如果信了主的人不懂这个奥秘，也是白活了。
So, for us, when we believe in the Lord, after that, and if we don't understand it, and it's just kind of that in vain.
因为神要让我们得荣耀。
Because God wants to be glorified.Let us to be glorified with
him. 我们的一言一行就要与我们所信的相称啊。
Therefore, our deeds should be worthy and with what we believe.
因为神要叫我们得荣耀。
Because God wants to just glorify us.
我们就不能活一件事情，做一件事情羞辱主的名啊。
Therefore, we cannot just do the thing to shame God's name.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
原来我们得就是本乎恩，也因着信。
It turns out that our salvation is by grace through faith.
以致成就因信称义。
Leading to justification by faith.
是为了让我们这些蒙恩得救之人与他一同得荣耀。
So that we who are saved by grace can be glorified with him.
这是宇宙间极大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery of the universe.
非人的智慧可以参透。
Which cannot be penetrated by human wisdom.
也不是人的想象力可以明白的。
Nor can it be understood by human imagination.
特别对于当时的犹太人来讲。
Especially for the Jews at the time.
其实包括今天的犹太人可能也是如此了。
Even including today's Jews.
这个观点，这个真理几乎就是对他们讲是个僭越。
For them, this was almost just like transgressive.
至少甚至是一种不可思议的论调了。
And even an unbelievable argument.
求神怜悯吧。
May God give his mercy.
我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
圣灵应许的平安。
Peace promised by the Holy Spirit.
此话怎讲呢？
So how do we explain this?
圣灵所赐的平安与人凭感觉自我杜撰的平安是截然不同的，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, the peace given by the Holy Spirit is completely different from the peace that the people just fabricate based on their feelings.
其中最大的奥秘就是在基督里。
The greatest mystery of all is being in Christ.
因为在基督里是我们一生之所求啊。
Being in Christ, it's what we want in life.
也是我们的平安所在。
And where our peace is.
首先全然活在基督里。
First, live fully in Christ.
那什么叫做全然活在基督里呢？
What does it mean to live fully in Christ?
从本质上讲，就是放下生命的主权嘛。
In essence, it means letting go of the sovereignty of your life.
让基督来掌权呢？
Just letting Christ take control.
放心大胆的因信而活。
And just living by faith boldly.
凡事奉主的名。
So whenever we serve in the name of the Lord,
无论生死得失、危险或者名利等挑战，都可以坦然无惧地活基督。
No matter life or death, gain or loss, and danger, fame or fortune, etc., we can just fearlessly live in Christ.
活基督就是活在信心中啊。
Living Christ meaning live in faith.
活基督就是活进恩典里啊。
It is just live in In God's grace.
活基督就是活在见证上。
Living the testimony.
信心中恩典里见证上三件事情是在基督里的标准。
So living faith and grace and also in testimony.
当我们与神与主同行在船上的时候怎么办呢？
When we are walking with the Lord in a boat, what happened?
大风大浪来了。
So now, when the wind and the waves come,
主不醒，我不惊，可不可以？
The Lord will not just wake up and I will not be alarmed.
更加能不能不会去唤醒他？
Can I just not to wake him up?
你真信得过主吗？
Can you really put your faith in God?
同样，我们若是遇见苦难，就当感恩，你感恩得出来吗？
It's the same. If you encounter suffering, can you just be grateful?
因为这是主赐恩典的良机啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, because this is a good opportunity for and just for the Lord to bestow grace to us.
也是经历主同在的体验呢。
And also it's an experience of the Lord's presence.
我们在人生的道路上。
In our life.
如果有什么损失，
If we have any losses,
主都必会在基督里补回来，对吧？
And the Lord will just make up for all.
而且是以他自己为代价。
And he will just with himself with that as the expense.
好让我们早补回我们的一切亏欠。
So that the Lord just will make up of all our shortcomings in Christ.
如果大家能够唱那首歌，若不将橄榄砸成渣，就不会出油。这首歌。
And there's a Chinese hymn. If we just squeeze this the olive branch to the like a become like a the juice.
我们人生一切的损失亏欠，他都以自己来补上。
So all those shortcomings, and God will just make up for that.
好，其次是生死不离基督里。
Secondly, life and death are in Christ.
坦率讲，人生无非看生死两字一过程，对吧？
Life is nothing more than a process of life and death.
那应该怎么看呢？
So how should we look at it?
我们为什么会描述是生死之间呢？
So what would you describe as a process of life and death?
为什么不去看死生之间呢？
Why don't we just look at like a death and a life?
我想孙子兵法起码比我们要聪明一些。
The Chinese 孙子兵法 maybe it's more just clever than us.
他说什么是兵法呢？
He said, what is the law of this?
他说的兵法就是死生之地啊。
And they said that the way that is the place of death and life.
我们看生死的标准要看基督啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, the standard for us to look at life and death, we should look at Christ.
也要看上帝是如何看待以及描述基督的生死啊。
We need to look at how God is views and describe the life and the death.
保罗说谁能定他们的罪呢？
And Paul said, who is to condemn?
有基督已经死了。
Christ Jesus is the one who died.
而且是从死里复活了。
And more than that, who was raised.
现今就坐在神的右边。
Who is at the right hand of God.
也替我们祈求啊。
Who indeed is interceding for us.
所以神在描述基督的时候是从死到生。
When God described Christ, He is going from death to life.
圣经说基督首先是为我们死了。
The Bible says Christ first died for us.
然后是从死里复活。
And then rose from the dead.
这对我们信的主的人就有要求了。
And so here, there's a requirement for people like us who believe in God.
信了主的我们也必须要考虑如何在我们的老我中死去啊。
So we who have believed in God, we must also consider how to die in our old self.
不但死去，而且还要死透。
Not only die in our old self, we must die just completely.
这才有可能经历上帝赐给我们的复活呀。
So that we can possibly experience resurrection.
如果连生死或者死生都活明白了，
If you can understand life and death,
我们就可以凭着信心去发问了。
We can just ask by faith.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
难道是患难吗？
Is it tribulation?
是困苦吗？
Or distress?
是逼迫吗？
Or persecution?
是饥饿吗？
Or famine?
是赤身露体？
Or nakedness?
是危险吗？
Or danger?
是刀剑吗？
Or sword?
我们不妨也问一下。
Let's just ask.
还有什么东西能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Is there anything can separate us from the love of Christ?
是失业吗？
Is it unemployment?
是没工作吗？
Lost a job?
是地里的收成不好吗？
Or just no harvest?
是儿女不争气吗？
Or the children not listening?
是自己身体渐渐的衰弱吗？
Or we are deteriorating our health?
没有什么可以让我们与基督的爱隔绝，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, there is nothing can separate God's love from us.
这是我们的盼望啊，弟兄姐妹。
This is our hope.
好，最后是得胜有余，基督里。
Finally, more than conquerors are in Christ.
Yeah, 胜过了生死。
Victor over life.
却不能成为我们口中的夸耀。
Death cannot be a boast in our mouth.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为是基督在十字架上得胜啊。
Because it was Christ who won the victory on the cross.
你要夸就夸基督啊。
If you want to boast, just boast about Christ.
人算什么？竟然你也想夸口骄傲吗？
Who are human beings that one just wants to boast and be proud of?
保罗的一句话将我们得胜有余的奥秘给揭示出来了。
Pastors revealed the secret of our being more than conquerors.
他说：“然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。”
Paul just said, "No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us."
听到奥秘是什么了吗？
Do you not understand the mystery?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，奥秘就是去爱主啊。
The secret of victory, that is to love the Lord.
你说不行，我要埋怨。
And you said, no, I want to complain.
我要告诉你，埋怨不行。
I want to tell you, complaining is useless.
你说不行，我还得有苦读。
And you may say, no, I want to have a bitterness.
那我要告诉你，苦读没用的。
I also want to tell you, it's useless.
啊，实在不行，骄傲，夸夸口如何？
And if you say, I want to boast.
那我要告诉你，夸口更加无效的。
I also want to tell you, boasting is even more useless.
请问是什么道理呢？
What is the reason?
为什么又不能埋怨，又不能苦读，又不能夸口呢？
Why you just cannot just complain and also have bitterness and boasting?
更加不可以贪婪与骄傲。
And also cannot just be greedy.
道理何在呢？
What is the reason?
因为我们深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的、低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能使我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的呀。
For I'm sure that neither bitterness is useless, death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depths.Nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这就是平安了。
This is peace.
如果你过去不知道什么是真平安，这就是平安。
If in the past you don't know what is a true peace,
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们与神同荣的依据是在基督里的。
The basis for being glorified with God is in Christ.
因着圣灵的同在。
Because of the presence of the Holy Spirit,
因着圣灵的帮助
and the help of the Holy Spirit,
因着圣灵的应许
and the promises of the Holy Spirit,
谁也不能将我们与基督的荣耀与大爱隔离。
No one can separate us from the glory and the great love of Christ.
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你让我们经历软弱。
Thank you. You let us experience of weakness.
因为我们的软弱的时候，圣灵就帮助我们了。
While we're weak, and the Holy Spirit come to help us.
谢谢你让我们经历不知道怎么去祷告。
Lord, we thank you. Let us experience that we don't know how to pray.
也谢谢你让我们经历困难、软弱到最后只剩下一声叹息的能力。
And we thank you for let us to experience that we only have the ability to sigh.
圣灵就陪伴我们一同叹息。
Then the Spirit just accompany us to sigh together.
并且在我们的叹息声中为我们祷告。
Also intercedes for us when we sigh.
那鉴察人心的是晓得圣灵的意思的。
So and just that the God just discerns us and understands the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵是照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求啊。
Because the Holy Spirit just intercedes for us according to the God's words.
我们晓得万事都互相效力。
We know everything just work out together for good.
他的目的是要让基督在我们当中做长子啊。
And the purpose is for Christ to be the firstborn among all the brothers.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
与神同荣的确据
The evidence of being glorified with the Lord
是在基督耶稣里的
is in Christ Jesus.
因为除他以外别无拯救
Apart from Christ, we have no other salvation.
天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救
There's no other name that we can be saved.
唯独基督
Only Christ.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.